It's Tracy and Noel. They're gonna make you LOL on 90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk.
Hello and welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk. This is episode 268. I'm your host, comedian Tracy Carnazzo, joined by my co-host, comedian Noel Winters Herzog. Everyone give her a round of applause.
Woo!
Crowd goes wild. Oh my God. Relax, everyone. Relax. We're here to talk
about... were doing the wave.
I know. They were doing the worm.
That was great.
Happily Ever After, season 8, episode 4. In the meantime, I just want to let you guys know there's 5 parts to The Single Life tell-all.
Is that sick or what?
The sickest.
It's like, so I purposely last night, I went to number 4 and I fast forwarded to the end. And I'm like, I just to see if there'd
part.
Be a coming attraction. And I'm
there
like,
is.
Oh my God,
there's another
still
part.
Is. It's going to still be more Mike and Josh and Natalie.
I love that for us.
Yeah.
So we've been covering that on Patreon at patreon.com/trash talk podcast, along with Noelle's new podcast with Michael, Recycled with Noelle and Michael. And
that's
they're
right.
Covering Real Housewives of New Jersey season 2 and beyond, and some movies. And it's just the greatest recap podcast of all time.
We're going to record some more this week. I'm very excited.
I'm very excited as well. I've been listening to it along with So Pumped to Vanderpump Rules podcast, Macaroni Rascals, the Jersey Shore podcast, and 90 Day Fiancé, The Single Life, Trash Talk.
And you know what's amazing is, guys, you listen to us, right? You love us. We talk to you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you listen that we have like
no.
Vanderpump
no.
Rules podcast?
Not at all, because people are like, hey,
I
guys.
I didn't know that.
I had no clue you had a Vanderpump Rules podcast. And it's like, why? Why didn't you have a clue?
It's so crazy. Or it's like, you guys cover The Single Life?
Why didn't you know that?
How did you not know that? Because I make it a point to tell you all that we cover it.
We tell you all the time. Also, go listen to our new podcast. It's not our new podcast. A podcast with 5 billion episodes, BS, where we just kind of BS.
We BS. You know what? I think that you would like to hear it.
You would love to hear it because yeah. I have a new career and you guys are going to want to hear about that. Go to BS from last week.
That's true.
Yep.
And
you might.
True.
It's a pretty big career change.
Yeah.
Let's jump into the pool. Happily Ever After, season 8, episode 4. We're going to start with Ashley and Manuel.
Okay.
Okay. So he's taking Ashley to church to lose her inner demons.
Here's the thing. As a couple, they've grown on me.
Okay. I think she's so cute.
I think he's hilarious.
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah.
Noelle, did you see where they went to church?
Old ladies play hockey. Yes, I did. Our Lady of Perpetual Help. This is where I went to school. Not in Rochester, though.
Why not? Maybe they just moved. Maybe they relocated.
It's like OLPH, but what was it? Old ladies play hockey.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Yeah. That's so funny. I love that. I was going to say, because Denise used to say it was OLP double hockey sticks or whatever. I don't remember how she said it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, great story,
I'm just
Noel.
Saying.
That was
I'm
great.
I'm just saying.
She is not Catholic. She's witchin.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Did you like that, witchin?
I guess I'm just a little burned out on the witch thing with her, maybe.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, I need to know. This is what I need to know. I understand what witching is.
Mm-hmm.
How is she making money? How is she earning a living witching?
Okay, so from what I know, people earn money witching by coming to your house to cleanse your house with of bad things. She probably reads tarot cards.
Okay.
She'll probably, hey, I broke up with my husband.
I need you to cut my cords.
Well, she'll do reconciliations for people, that kind of stuff. Like, oh, my mom's health isn't great. Can you do a novena for her? Whatever.
Okay, but I want to know more about that. I want more information on exactly what her day-to-day
is. I want more info from her. I
lived
with someone like this. That's the only reason why I know it.
No, but what I'm saying is I want to know what her day-to-day is.
Well, she does post on Instagram a lot. She does these retreats. They're very expensive. They're like $4,000 a person.
Oh,
like,
should we go?
She does for free, sure. She does these retreats with people. And also she does the spin class. Why can't she just go with
that? Okay, thank you. Thank you. We're going to get there. All right.
Right.
So the deacon speaks Spanish and treats Ashley like so weird. He's talking to her like she's 4.
Okay, but Tracy, what book is that? Shut the fuck up. Honestly, shut up. What book is that? You don't know that they say that they have the Bible in church? My husband's Jewish. He knows that there's the Bible in church. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Maybe it was National Geographic.
She's like, what book
maybe
is that?
Maybe it's War and Peace.
What? Well, maybe. It's just as boring. But
maybe it was just a hymn book.
But like, what is it that you thought that was?
She thought it was
because I have to tell you,
Farmer's Almanac.
Here's the thing: some witches use the Bible as a spell book. They believe that the Bible is actually a spell book. So
they know
you
what
don't
Bible
know.
Is.
You don't fucking know. Come on, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be cursing so much.
I know what the Quran is.
But that's what I mean.
I know what the Book of Mormon is.
I know what Dianetics is.
I know what a lot of books are. Like, I have like 5 or 6 books in my house.
Yeah, a whole 5 or 6. You have a mini bookshelf full.
I do. I have a bookshelf.
You do.
I have a cookbook.
A lot of Amy Sedaris. Is that the name?
No. So I do a lot. David Sedaris is my fave.
David Sedaris.
I have Amy's his sister. I do have one of her books.
Is that real? That's really, okay. I didn't know that was really, I just thought I made that up.
No, it's his sister. She's the one that did Strangers with Candy.
Oh, okay. Now it all makes sense.
Yeah, that's Amy Sedaris. She was been a favorite of mine before I even read.
Oh,
David
Sedaris
right.
Because she was also in. She's the mom in Euphoria. She's one of the moms in Euphoria
too. Fantastic.
She's hilarious. She could transform herself to anybody.
She is such an amazing character actor. I love her so much. If you guys ever want something funny to read, read a David Sedaris book. He is so hilarious. And I got to tell you, he narrates his own audiobooks.
I like
and
that.
I just love his voice.
I like when the people who write their books narrate their audiobooks.
I can
cool.
hear his voice in my head right now. I love, love him. I've always loved him. I went to go see Strangers with Candy, the movie, in the movie theater.
It's so funny. I don't even remember there being a movie.
No, it was like an indie movie. You had to go to like a special movie theater. Like, I had to. I love her. I love her. I love her. I love him. I love the whole family. The Stars family. I send my regards. Okay, moving on.
Wow. Okay, well, moving on.
Okay, so this deacon is a weird guy. So now you know what a deacon is, right? Do you remember what a deacon is?
It's like above a priest.
No.
No,
it's
under
below
a priest.
Priest.
Are they the ones that are allowed to get married? A deacon is allowed to get married? Okay. It just sounds so fancy.
It does, but it's not. We had Deacon Ed. He lived
right,
across
a bishop
street from-
is higher. Right. Yes. Okay. Here we go.
A bishop's pretty high.
Yeah. That's what I thought. A cardinal is even higher.
Cardinal's very, he's like
the
a
highest.
Bird. He's as high as a bird. And then the blue jay is the highest.
Yeah. No, I've heard that. Wow. The eagle. I mean, somebody said they saw one in Howard Beach the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he baptize anyone?
No, unfortunately, he didn't have the time.
So it goes cardinal, blue jay, eagle, pope.
It's so funny because I believed you for 1 second. I'm like, that doesn't sound right. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that doesn't sound
cardinal,
right.
Cardinal, blue jay, eagle, pope.
Okay, but really, it goes, who's under a deacon? Is anybody under a deacon?
Yeah, me.
You're a reverend.
I am a reverend. I am.
Yeah,
that is true. I am a reverend.
Yeah.
The deacon. So we had Deacon Ed. He lived across the street from the nunnery, from the convent.
Okay.
And he had a wife. I think he's dead now. Deacon Ed is dead. Dead Ed.
Dead Ed.
R.I.P. Oh God, my mom's listening to this.
Hi.
Sorry.
Sorry. We love
you. About Deacon Ed.
Sorry.
I don't know if they were friends, but.
But
I guess I'll find out when I get a phone call.
Yeah.
He lived across the street from the convent.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you had a convent in the neighborhood.
Well, where do you think our nuns lived?
I don't know. I don't think about this. I have to tell you,
Do you want
think,
me to take
like,
you to the convent? I don't know if they'll
Tracy's nuns live. There's a convent. OLPH has a convent too.
Okay. So why is it crazy that we have a convent?
Because I don't live in Forest Hills and I guess I don't think about the schools there.
Do you want me to take you to the rectory?
Okay, take me to the rectory.
I will. They're going to give you a rectory exam.
I just had one at Dr. Kuznets the other day. Come on.
Why are we like this? All right, guys. I'm sorry. This is what happens when we record
right, we're
at night.
Back. Yeah.
Back. We're back. We're
big
back.
8:06 p.m.
I can't do it.
I know.
All right. So she tells the deacon that she's a witch. And he's like, honestly, we're like kind of on the same level.
And it's like, that's not
no,
true.
No, he gets like a little bit weird. And he tells... she wants him to tell his family about her witching.
Yes.
Why can we not just say you're a spin instructor? She's like, well, I don't want to lie to them. It's like, okay, so say you're a spin instructor. That's actually not lying.
Well, I think it's just annoying because it's like, I don't want to lie about who you are. But is that all you are?
Is that all you are?
Right.
Like, so, okay, for example, God forbid I had a boyfriend. Do I have to tell them that I'm a corrective plastic surgeon? Like,
no,
that's just my hobby.
To. Right. It's just your side piece.
It's just my side hustle.
Yeah. So you don't say anything.
I don't have to tell them. Guys, if you want to hear more
about that. You just cauterize on the side.
I do a little cauterizations. If you want to hear more about that, go to patreon.com/trashtalkpodcast, where you will find out all about my secret life of plastic surgery.
Okay.
All right. So he said that. They're getting ready to go to his family. She has a pink sparkly dress, and he's like, "You're too old for that."
Why do you need this?
Okay, but also, I'm sorry. What?
Yeah, he doesn't know.
I was upset.
I don't know. I don't get mad at Manuel because I actually think he's a pretty good sport.
Well, they're going to go see his family. Where is the dog?
Tracy, that's all I thought about. I'm like, maybe her sister has a dog.
Not a battle.
Right. That's because he was passed out on the bed while she was packing.
I know. Is she like, just take a Benadryl, we'll BRB?
Yeah. He's like, it's so funny. He's out cold.
All right. Well, so they're going to go to New York City and they're going to meet Jonathan.
Yes.
And they're going to fly into New York City. They're going to stay in a hotel in Queens, New York.
What?
They're going to stay in the Holiday Inn.
Are they staying
at the
Surfside by my house? Like,
no, they're probably staying
at
the Holiday Inn on the side of the LIE, the Holiday Inn Express or the Comfort Inn.
Or at JFK. If they're flying into JFK, they're staying at one of these human trafficking hotels.
Great.
Yes.
So he tells her that they're going to New York City. The town is Newark, New Jersey.
They could have just flown into Newark. That's the craziest part.
But here's the thing. You don't ask. So I'm planning a trip somewhere.
Right.
I'm going to go visit you. So this is what I do. I go, "Hey, Noelle, what's your address?" Mm-hmm. "I want to see how far the hotel is from your house because I'm going to be spending most of my time with you." Mm-hmm. And then I'm also going to say, "Hey, Noelle, where should I fly into?"
Right.
You're not going to be like Philadelphia.
He's just like, "Okay, we're going to New York City." She's like, "New York City. Got it. JFK.
She's like, "New York City."
Right.
Okay.
So like they're staying at a hotel in Queens because I guess they figure they could take whatever to Manhattan, the subway, whatever. Right.
Well, he tells her to, she says to him, "Think before you talk."
I didn't write that.
I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
She's like, he's like, "You don't have to tell them anything." And she goes, "Well, what if he asked me if I'm a witch?"
Okay. I don't think anybody's going to say, "You know, Ashley,
are you a witch?
I think you might be a witch. You have witch vibes."
Well, she's going to tell them all the things she does and then wait until they ask, "Are you a witch?"
But
she's going to be like, "I'm a, yes, I know what you just called me, now with a W."
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like, come on, this is so lame.
Why can't she just tell them that she's
a spin instructor?
A spin doctor.
But don't you feel like you're going to see them, honestly, probably not once every 6 months, once a year. Like, how often are you going to
They're not going to know you're witching.
Right. Why do you have to tell them that right now?
What if?
How about see if you guys get along?
What's a spin doctor? I think it's a witch, right? Isn't it like?
I don't know. We need to. Prince is who?
No, not what. What's an actual? Hold on. Spin doctor.
The spin doctors.
No, I understand what you're saying. But spin doctor, maybe Urban Dictionary. Let's see. Someone involved in media. Oh, never mind. Okay.
No, I did not. I was going to say, I didn't think a spin doctor, but I don't even know what a spin doctor means. I just didn't think it meant witch.
Oh, in my mind it did, but it was just a lie I told myself.
I guess I don't know what I thought it meant.
I don't know what anything means anymore because I've been so busy that I haven't even really been able to grocery shop.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Well, we all dread the what should we have for dinner question. I know I do. And all too inevitably order takeout. It's just the easier option in my household, but it's never really satisfying. And I always spend too much money on fast food each week. Noelle, do you know that I ordered Chinese food a few weeks ago? It was like $40 for one.
No,
night.
I know. And it's like, it's also the surcharges, the delivery charges. It's so expensive.
Well, if you'd rather enjoy a home cooked meal without the stress of planning ahead, Home Chef makes it really easy and saves you money. Home Chef provides fresh ingredients and chef design recipes conveniently delivered to your doorstep to simplify your cooking experience. Whether you prefer classic meal kits with pre-portioned ingredients and easy instructions, speedy recipes in less than 30 minutes, oven-ready kits with pre-chopped ingredients, or quick microwave meals that assemble in minutes, Home Chef has you and the entire family covered for delicious meals without the hassle. So you could pick what you want, Noelle.
Oh, I love that because it's like, I don't know what to come up with on my own.
Right. But you don't always want to cook. Sometimes you just want to microwave something.
All the time. I want to microwave something.
I know. Home Chef has over 30 options a week and serves a variety of dietary needs. So you don't have to worry about what to make ahead of time. Not only is it convenient, but it's economical too. Home Chef customers save an average of $86 per month on groceries.
Awesome.
Yeah. So they have a ton of meals. And I was looking at some of my favorite meals that they have. So the meal kits, right?
Mm-hmm.
Onion and Swiss cheese smothered chicken schnitzel with mustard, lemon, Brussels sprouts.
Yum.
Your chicken thigh and mushroom rigatoni with Swiss cheese and crispy onions.
Yeah, that's for me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know.
That is for me. I love a chicken thigh.
God, me too. Cream of broccoli rigatoni with garlic bread croutons.
Okay, I'm starving now.
Then they have the express sirloin and sherry sauce with fondant potatoes. You know which ones I'm talking about.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
One pan steakhouse sirloin with spinach, bacon, and blue cheese salad. We were just talking about blue cheese
we
salad.
We were just talking about a blue cheese salad.
And then oven ready. Let's see. What was Swiss crusted chicken with honey mustard green beans?
I could do that.
Chipotle mm-hmm. pesto chicken with zucchini and corn.
I love zucchini.
Beef meatball gyros with tzatziki sauce.
Yum.
I know. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners 18 free meals plus free dessert for life. And of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/fiance. That's homechef.com/fiance for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. Homechef.com/fiance. Must be an active subscriber to receive your free dessert.
I want free dessert for life.
Me too. Who doesn't? All right, moving on to Nicole and Mahmoud.
Oh, man. She really calls it Mahmoud.
I know.
She fully does.
I know. Wow. All right, so they're fighting on the boardwalk because, then she brings up that he was talking to other girls, remember?
I forgot about that.
Well, she's extremely jealous. So,
okay, I never saw the side of her before.
I know. So she calls him and he's like, oh, I took a left. And she's like, how do you know what a lift is?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't
know.
Yeah,
my girlfriend in the purple dress told me.
So he's like, no, I took a left.
It's like, come on.
So he's like, listen, I didn't stare. I was surprised to see a Muslim woman.
Right. We forget he's been there 24 hours.
Okay. But he's been there 24 hours and he misses home?
Yeah, of course he does. He's also never been away from
home. Okay, but you can't miss home. As soon as you get somewhere.
He misses
no, you
family.
Could want to be there, but you don't miss them yet. Like if you didn't see.
Tracy, I think you're being a little harsh.
Well, I think he's being a little stupid.
Okay. I think he's being a baby, but he is a baby.
He's a baby.
He is. He's a man child.
She said they were locking eyes.
Okay. Why is she so mad though?
She's so mad. So now they're home. What is she doing with this yarn on this spinny thing? I know
someone
knows and it's not me or you.
She's also like, I've got my eye on you. Let me just tell you that. It's like, what?
Okay. I need to know what this yarn spinny thing is.
Me
if
too.
You guys could go to the group.
Mm-hmm.
90 Day Fiance Trash Talk on Facebook. Go to the group and tell us what that was.
Like, what is she making exactly? Because that looked
Because she's not doing anything. But she is, but she's not.
But she is, though.
But she's not.
Yeah.
He lets her wear short sleeves. Like, he is compromising. He changed for her.
Well, here's the thing. He always wanted her covered from head to toe. Mm-hmm. He always said he didn't want her arms showing. And the fact that he is compromising a little bit, I feel like this is his culture. This is how he was raised. He's trying.
Okay. But she converted to Islam, but she didn't.
But also she didn't have to. She was like,
okay, but she didn't.
No, I know. But she's like, he would have married me if I was Christian. So why did you?
Okay. But that's like saying you converted to Judaism.
Yeah.
But you just do all the Christian things anyway.
Right. So what's the
point?
What
did you do?
Right.
So, okay, I'm Islam. I converted to Islam. I'm a Muslim.
Right. Right.
But I just do whatever I want.
She knew nothing about it. He just like told her about it. And he was like, oh, it would mean a lot to me if you converted, but you don't have to. And she just did.
Right. But she didn't. But she did. Technically, she did. But
she
she's
technically
not changing
her
lifestyle.
But she doesn't. Here's the thing. I understand that you don't have to do everything.
She's not like, praying with him. He's praying.
But that's what I'm saying.
Praying.
So, okay. You don't want to dress traditionally, but you're not praying. Are you eating pork? Like,
what are you doing? What
Brian?
Are you doing? We know what you're not doing. What are you doing?
Yeah. I'm curious about that too.
She has the dead eyes of a woman who has been trafficked.
There's something very off about her. I don't know which one of them there's something off about more.
Okay, fair enough.
You know, yeah.
So she plans a dinner with her friends, but
Leslie, Olga, and Julian. It's like, did you make these names up?
She's wearing a dress that shows part of her back. Now, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So this is the problem.
Yeah.
Do I think that this dress is revealing? No.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
If you are with someone who's like, hey, can you not show your body?
Right.
Just say like, hey, I'm always going to show my body. If you don't like it, go back home.
But it's also like, hey, maybe you could ease him into it a little
okay,
bit.
But that's what I'm
been
saying.
There 24 hours.
Right. But also,
you don't
if
think
that's
the
not
first day he's there, you can't just wear long sleeves the first day.
But that's what I'm saying. She yeah. can't. So then why'd you tell him to come there?
Because
what about your marriage is loving?
She thought as soon as he stepped on U.S.
Mm-hmm.
territory that he would just be like, you know what? You're right.
I don't think he's right, but I do understand where he's coming from.
So
it's
do
like,
I.
All right. So he's not talking to her. He said that she didn't give him time to adjust. And she's like begging him to go to dinner.
Okay, but it's like, I think that they're both wrong here, because I think
yes.
he's right. Like, okay, you didn't give me time to adjust, but now you're not talking to her. You're like ignoring her
right.
when she's talking to you.
That's
but
also
also,
abusive.
So go without him.
He goes, okay, next time be naked. And then he says, I'm done. He suggests divorce and he will not go to dinner.
Okay, but then go to dinner without him. You know what
Stop
I mean?
Begging.
It's like, why are we doing this? Stop begging. And it's
Stop
like,
begging.
do you care? Do you love him? Why
No.
are you doing?
Why neither of them like each other?
Yeah, it's so weird. If anything, I think he likes her more than she likes him.
Maybe. Speaking
yeah
of begging, let's talk about Sophie and Rob.
Tracy, when I see this man on my screen, I fully cannot believe what's happening.
Yeah, but her too. It's like
no,
equally.
It's both of them. But I guess to me, it's like, she's still so young. He is like fully grown up.
Okay, so Sophie's with Kay and her friends. And okay, so she has these friends.
Yeah, now she suddenly has a group of friends.
Silvana has her lips done and her butt done.
Well, I mean, Silvana's butt is very done.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
She has all these friends.
Yeah.
And no one's like, hey, Sophie, can we help you with your hair situation?
No, they're not real friends.
They're
also,
like, hey,
he
do you,
thinks
could
she's
you not
hooking
put...
up with Kay?
I know. Also, can we not put chocolate pudding in the Cupid's bow of your lip?
Oh, my God. Tracy. What the hell
There's a full
was that
pudding
about?
cup in there.
It is. It's a full pudding cup. She has a snack cup. What
She
are
has
they
a snack
called?
pack.
A snack pack.
She has
Snack
a snack
cup.
pat
She has a
back in
full snack pack
under
right
her
here.
nose. Right under her nose.
All she needs is just like a tiny spoon.
A little spoon, and it's right there by her mouth.
Yum. It's so close.
So close. She could just flip it.
Yeah. Yum.
So she really just wants to be with Rob. They're having a pool party with Rob and Calum, who is her best friend.
I love that you call him Calum.
What is his name?
Callum.
All right. Well, he's Calum to me.
No, because she calls him Callum. That's the only reason why I know, is because she keeps saying it over and
Callum.
Over again.
All right.
Callum.
Whatever. It's Callum. Fine. Callum did not come to America for her.
Rob. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, Rob isn't there yet. Sorry.
All
I'm
right.
skipping ahead.
So then there's Jasmine. And Kay asks about the relationship.
Right.
What are we doing? These are producers
starting
the pot.
Of course this is. This isn't real.
Okay. So Callum comes and he goes to mouth kiss her.
Okay, Tracy. He goes to kiss her and she like awkwardly turns. Like, that was not fake. Something weird happened there.
Yes.
Also, Rob
and he
showed
said,
up with his shirt open.
Oh, no.
When he
I
showed
know.
Up. Loser.
Also, Callum said,
mm-hmm.
hello, gorgeous. And try to melt. Like,
yeah.
So
yeah.
They were like, hey, try to kiss her.
Uh-huh.
Tell her she's pretty. Flirt with her.
But I feel
Rob
didn't even notice that, though.
Rob is dead-eyed.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This is staged.
I mean, maybe it's staged. I don't know. I don't know who this guy really is, but Rob seems actually pissed.
They sit next to each other.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They're smiling. They're having a fake, like,
yeah,
conversation.
Like eyes at each other and just fake.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about this is so awkwardly weird.
Rob said that he's a snake.
Well, because it turns out they used to date.
She goes, do you remember how much... No, he said, do you remember how much fun it was in Portugal?
Yeah, right. And he was saying that... First, he's like, we were each other's wingmen.
Mm-hmm. They've
right.
been friends since they're 12 years old.
Right, okay. But then Callum also needs to get to know Rob better, because he
right.
knows that Sophie is basically prone to toxic relationships.
Yes, and he said that Rob did cheat on her.
Right, okay. Can we just drop this online cheating thing?
He didn't say online. He said regular.
Right.
So also, he dated
it?
Her in Portugal when they were 16
right,
or 17 years old.
right.
It wasn't that long ago.
Okay. But also,
she's like, I was a child. It's like, yeah, but you're still kind of a child.
Also, when the hell were you in Portugal? Is he from Portugal?
That's what
What's
I'm saying.
the
I think
story?
They live there.
Yeah. What's the story?
And then she goes over to Rob because he's so upset. And she goes, it's okay. You're going to be okay.
Oh, my God. I would have flipped out if that happened to me. Yeah, of course he does. And then he's outside like punching the air. He is big mad.
I saw this meme online and it was like, oh, my God, I love the holes in your walls. Did you punch them yourself?
Right. This is Rob. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I don't usually like Rob. Not that I like Rob, but I could understand why he's mad here.
This
for
is weird.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Well, moving on to Kobe and Emily.
Okay. This is dumb.
Okay. So he gets Twists to start Dreads.
Okay.
Valerie comes and Aloysius comes. Is that his
name? Yeah. Yeah. Aloysius.
Okay. So he said that he's happy with Emily, and they say 90% of our friends that married a white woman and moved to America came back and married an African woman.
Okay, how many of your friends moved to America?
What is the sample size?
Woman? Right.
Is this a sample size of 5, 100?
Right. I want to know a little more.
Because 90% is very different when it's a different ratio. So
yeah.
They are saying like she's a bossy American. They're like trying to convince him that he doesn't like her.
Right. And that the man is the king of the house. Mm-hmm. And then Valerie's like, I come home, my wife draws a bath for me.
Great.
Cooks for me. Good for you.
Yeah,
Kobe is like, hey, we're partners. We're in a partnership. You know, he's so not like that, which I love.
He's not. Well, they have date night. And she was
so annoying. Not for nothing. She is so annoying.
She couldn't leave the hotel because he had the car. Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If he left you with the car, where were you driving?
Right. You're not going anywhere.
If you didn't want to be in the hotel, then he should have dropped you at his family's house.
Don't you know when a man goes to a barber, it's an all-day affair?
Don't I know?
Don't I know it? But right. Anyway.
So they're going to have some spicy beef
tendon. But then she's like,
I
don't care if he sees his friends or not. But like, but then she's mad. But she doesn't care. But then she's mad.
Right.
Then they eat the chewiest thing ever.
They have some spicy beef tendon.
That he's like, you'll be chewing this for the rest of your life. That's my nightmare.
I know it is. They have fun. And he tells her that they talked about her at the barbershop. Great.
I know, but it's like, you know her. You know how she's going to react.
Yeah.
Why?
He's basically saying like, you're a white bossy girl and no one likes you.
But not wrong either, because that's exactly who she is. But it's like, drop it. Who cares? Drop it. Because
no,
you know
I
what?
Don't.
I have news for you. You guys are
What's
married already.
Yeah. Bad news.
You guys already have 2 kids and you're married already. And
what
he doesn't even live there. So like, what's going to happen? You're going to go back home. And
yeah.
He's not going to suddenly sit on a throne back home. You know what I mean? Like,
no, you don't have to run the bath.
Right. It's so weird. Like, who cares?
No one cares.
Nobody
Speaking of
cares.
No one caring,
care.
Let's talk about Jasmine and Gino.
She's at Mailbox City.
Okay. She's at Mailbox City shipping things
to
Panama.
You should work there.
I do work there.
I know.
Shipping things to Panama for her kids. She's like, and she tells the person behind the counter, my kids are in Panama. These are for my kids in Panama.
Right. He's like, great.
She's
cool.
So upset.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take 2 years to bring them here. So Michelle comes. That's Dana's wife. That's her
right.
best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that he thought it was not necessarily to put my children's name on. Can we back up?
Can we rewind? Can we roll the tapes?
Okay. You did not want to put your children. You didn't want them to be involved in anything until you got there and made sure it was safe.
Yeah, safe. You said you wanted to make sure you came and it was safe. So you told him not to. Now you're mad that he didn't.
Sorry,
this
you spent
is
all your lawyer money on your butt.
Yeah, on one implant, no less.
Just saying.
Yeah.
All right, so now she's scream crying.
But it's like Michelle's sitting there like, See, I would be like, how do I get out of this? Maybe I should cry.
I would cry too.
Right, I would cry too, of course. Mm-hmm.
So Michelle doesn't think that Gino understands. I think he does.
Here's the thing. Gino understands, and she's like, I will talk to him. I'll have Dana talk to him.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
but Jasmine, her problem is she's the boy who cried wolf. How many times are you going to say you're moving back?
You're moving
back. Seriously.
Well, Gino is having a bad day. And he said, quote, I could use a ride in a fast car today.
Okay. But these roads.
Like you.
They're like, okay, but do you see
I
the
took
roads
you for a ride.
They're driving up? Yeah, but you don't take me for that kind of ride. They're going hot rodding.
Do you want me to take you hot rodding?
No, I actually don't ever want to go hot rodding on the conduit like these guys are doing.
Why not? This is like Grease Lightning.
Go Grease
this
Lightning.
This is like Danny Zuko is in the car.
Yeah, it is.
Gino said that it was botched paperwork. No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
That's how you wanted to fill it out. That's how you and Jasmine agreed to fill it out. No one's wrong here.
Well, so that's the thing. It's like, I don't think Gino should get all the blame. I really don't. And I would be the first to blame a man. I don't think he should get all of the blame.
He feels bad about it. And he said that she's ungrateful and he feels bad. It's going to take 2 years to get her kids here. But then he changes. He's like, I got her to this country.
Right. Well, I think that it's because she's also like, you don't do anything for me. You've never done anything for me. And he's like, hello?
Okay. But Gino said that it takes 8 months, even if you do it right.
Okay. But he didn't do it wrong, though.
He didn't do it wrong.
Yeah.
He did what she told him to do.
Yes.
He doesn't have $5,000 for a lawyer because he paid so much for the wedding. So then why was this not a priority?
Right.
Why was also, it like, you know what? After the wedding, we'll talk about your kids. Let's not even worry about it for three
months.
Right,
but she was fine with that too. And it's like, does she think that his money will never run dry? How much money do you think he has?
I don't know. Well, Dana said that she's serious about leaving. And Dana said that if he apologizes to her, she'll stay. But then he's saying that she's leaving because she misses her kids. But if he apologizes, he'll stay. So why are you leaving?
Which is it?
Are you leaving because you miss your kids or are you leaving because you're mad at Gino?
Are you leaving because you're mad at Gino? Right.
All right. So they go to see the wedding pictures and.
God, this is so late. First of all, she wasn't lying about having alopecia. I really thought that she used to wear those crazy ass wigs because she was lying. I don't know why.
The photographer explains. She's like, these are heirloom albums.
Oh, God.
And then the photographer explains what photographs are.
I know.
She's like, these are pictures. Other people could look at them.
Mm-hmm.
So light captures a moment in time. And then you print it out and it is what it looked like that day.
Yes. And there you go. That's what a picture is.
Yeah. And it's like,
the
great,
pictures
great.
Actually came out really nice.
They're like drawings, but real.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Jasmine starts crying about the wedding. She's ugly crying in the confessional. And then she runs away from the studio.
So she, okay, but the thing is, so she's ugly crying in confessional. She has a wad of snot come down her nose onto her lip and she doesn't even notice. And she's just crying snot. And I was like, well, I can't watch this anymore.
Yeah, I don't want to watch this anymore.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Speaking of not wanting to watch it, let's talk about Ed and Liz.
Okay. Watching this, like Liz is really freaking brainwashed, huh?
She's really sick. Like she's not well.
But that's the thing. She's really not well. He has convinced her like what a prize he is too. And I feel really bad for her.
But don't worry, they're having wings and steak. It's 4th of July.
There's not even salt on these wings.
They're just naked wings.
They're naked wings.
Her daughter is like, yeah, he annoys me.
Yeah, of course. Because you can't even make your breakfast pizza without him mopping behind you.
Now, in the intro,
yeah,
she is business casual with a sports bra on.
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking. Ed is breathing like a pug.
He always breathes like this, though. He's so gross.
She's so scared that Ed will upset her mom. And she said that they're both going to have to be on their best behavior.
She is so afraid for Ed to get upset about anything. And we've all been there before. This is
sure, but like,
this is a terrifying feeling, though. But it sucks.
It does. Now, also, Riley is vegan.
Okay.
She's like, I made you
potato and tofu tacos for you because you're a vegan.
I saw the breakfast pizza. It had cheese. Do you think that was vegan cheese?
Right. I don't know. Because if it was,
I
want to
know more. Not judge.
Me too.
Just
want to
know
us more.
All right. So he said that he had to earn Liz's trust back. And now he has to earn her mom's trust back.
Where the hell is her family from? Her grandpa, Richard, her grandmother, Lavonia, or her name is, I think. And then the mom, Patty. What, like,
mountain
where did they crawl
from?
Out of?
It's right. They're from the side of a mountain.
But that's what I'm saying. This is
they
like
sprouted.
A family. I think that they're mad that she's marrying out of the family is what I think is really mad. After seeing these people, this is what I think.
Wow.
I mean, Tracy.
She's like, you have a perfectly good brother and cousin, and this is who you chose?
Right, and this is who you chose?
How are we going to keep it in the family?
We have perfectly good blood for 100 generations.
Look at us.
We don't want new blood.
Us. Look at us.
I know your brother barks, but...
Wow, Noelle. Wow, we're going to get canceled, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, Ed's mom is back, thank God.
She is the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, but she's crazy too. I mean, look, she raised this man.
I know, but the thing is, first of all, I didn't know his name was Edgar. Somebody called him Edgar, and I'm like, excuse me? I did not know his name was Edgar.
His name is Edgar. And his mother didn't talk to him for a long time because she was upset about Liz.
Well, so that's the thing. His mother is like convinced that Liz is the bad one.
Of course. That's how you know his mom's crazy. Mm-hmm. So her mom wants to talk to Ed. So they sit next to each other on a bench.
Okay. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. He has a baked potato and he has, it looks like a steak, like not a hamburger steak, a roll reversal. Mm-hmm. It's like a steak posing as a hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever did it did a very nice sear.
He said, what did he say? Strips of steak or something? He said, did you get
is
some
that
strip?
What it was? Okay. I could not figure out what the hell it was.
He said that Florida was transformable.
That's exactly what I wrote down.
Okay. And she tells him, her mother tells Ed, mm-hmm. I like you and your personality. What?
Here's
you
the
lied.
Thing. Because I think that he turns on some weird charm around people and they fall for it. I do. And he's like, well, every time I dumped her, I regretted it. And her mom's like, oh, thank
God.
Oh,
that's so good.
Oh, I'm so glad you regretted
it. Well, she was raised by her mother. So obviously, this is learned behavior.
And he's like, we never go to the end of the driveway mad.
He's like, yeah, Shut up. We learned a whole bunch of stuff.
Shut up.
He's like, and so I don't even let her out of the driveway anymore.
Right. I have a fence. I have an electric fence.
Yeah.
That collar
she wants
that
to
she's
take,
wearing.
If she wants to take a ride, I would take her for a ride on the lawnmower.
Oh, that was scary. I don't like thinking about that.
Not good.
Take your life into your hands on that lawnmower. Well, next week, we have Patrick and Thais joining.
I can't wait. I like the baby.
Okay. In the coming attraction, she's feeding the baby. She is so cute.
I know.
Can't stand it.
I'm like, this is
yes.
a good baby. I like
yes,
this baby.
That's a good baby.
All right. Well, guys, you know what to do. Make sure that if you're listening to us on audio, you're subscribing to us on YouTube as well, because you could see our beautiful faces. We both have ponytails today.
Yeah, we
if you're watching us on YouTube, subscribe to us on audio. Leave us comments. Leave us reviews. 5-star rating, an amazing review, telling us what you love about the podcast. Join us on Patreon at patreon.com/trashtalkpodcast for all of our extras. And also, you could follow us on Instagram and Twitter at 90 Day Podcast. Sometimes we tweet. Sometimes we do the stuff. Noelle posts amazing articles and you're going to love it.
I got 96 likes on the tweet that I posted the other night. So
yeah, you
not
did.
Trying to brag.
I know I get like one, but that's fine. everything's fine. Make sure you're following Noelle at Noe Girl on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. I'm at Trixie Tuzini on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Also, TracyCarnazzo.com for all of my upcoming tour dates. I'll be in Philly. I'll be in Pittsburgh. I'll be in Bethlehem. Like Jesus. And
wow.
Mary,
you know
and Joseph.
What? Your own personal Jesus. Maybe you'll see the deacon there.
Maybe
you'll
see
a
the
dead
Blue
Ed
Jay.
There.
Maybe I'll see an eagle.
Maybe you'll
Blue
see the
Jay.
Eagle. I heard he was in Howard Beach.
I heard the Pope is going to be there too.
That would be cool.
That'd be really cool. Trash Talk Podcast on TikTok as well. And TracyCarnazzo.com for all of my upcoming tour dates. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.